For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
CinemaVino is brought to you by BarkBox. BarkBox is a great way to spoil your pet at an affordable price. Sign up, and every month you'll get a fresh box of treats and chew toys, all specifically matched to your dog's size, weight, and health. Go to www.barkbox.com/cinemaVino to get 1 month of free goodies on a multi-length plan. That's $35 worth of presents for your pup just for signing up at www.barkbox.com/cinemaVino.
Mailbag Monday.
And welcome back to CinemaVino. That's our beautiful voices. Let me know, this is Mailbag Monday, Movie Mailbag Monday. My name's Todd Wofford. This is going to be a solo mailbag, but I think it's going to be a good one. This is one of the ones I think that will really appeal to movie fans out there, because I will name five movies out of the roughly 600 movies I reviewed for my website that you may have missed, that apparently based on the box office, people missed. But these are good movies that are out there. Also, pandemic. I mean, there's lots of reasons why people miss movies. But these are some that you might want to look up and stream. But yeah, you can find all these at my site, toddwoffordmovies.com. And yeah, you can listen, rate, subscribe, and look for our podcast at cinemavino.net. So we'll start off with the movie Little Fish, which came out in 2020. And this is one of those movies that stars Olivia Cooke, who you'll recognize, Game of Thrones fans will recognize from House of the Dragon. She plays the older version of Alicent on that show. But on this show, this movie depicts the world where basically a disease is taking over the world. That it's like a virulent version of Alzheimer's that affects all ages, where people suddenly begin losing all of their memories, starting with their short-term memories. And so it's one of those movies, it wasn't made for the pandemic, but it kind of feels like it was made for the pandemic in many ways, because it depicts not only the spread of a disease and the paranoia and the fear and all the levels of grief that come with that, but it also kind of, it feels like what we went through with isolation and being away from each other and just kind of losing contact with the world. The movie, the world depicted in that movie, it's a very empty place. So it feels like the world that we went through when we were locked down in 2020. So it's a good movie. It didn't get a whole lot of attention, but it's called Little Fish. Check that one out. And I will post links to all these and where you can stream them on our website and wherever you get your podcasts. So next movie is called Cold War. And this was nominated for a few Oscars in 2018, 2019. Good movie. Kind of a period drama, romantic drama, historical epic, shot in beautiful, beautiful black and white cinematography. I'm a sucker for black and white cinematography. This is definitely a beautiful film to watch if you like black and white photography. But basically, it's set over 20-something years during the peak of the Cold War. It's set in Poland and throughout, you know, the Soviet bloc. Basically, these two musicians meet and fall in love and have to deal with the difficult, like, political, cultural climate around them during the Cold War. It's basically just star-crossed lovers, and it's a movie about musicians. It's a movie about the repression during the Cold War. It's very well acted. It's very moving. I enjoyed it a lot. Again, you don't hear people talk about it very much, but check out Cold War. Another one, this is a recent one that came out that, again, didn't get the attention I think it deserved. 3,000 Years of Longing, which is directed by George Miller, who directed Mad Max Fury Road, which was an action masterpiece. And hopefully we keep that going with Furiosa. But 3,000 Years of Longing depicts kind of a wallflower-type academic professor played by Tilda Swinton. And she's middle-aged. She's kind of, her life is defined by longing and defined by the things that she doesn't have but secretly wants. She's never been married. She's never had kids. She doesn't have a whole lot of friends. She doesn't have a big social circle. It's like, you know, it's her life is fulfilling, but not necessarily in the way that she wants. And so in her world travel, she comes across a magic, you know, lamp in a bazaar, and she buys it. And of course, it unleashes a genie, a djinn played by Idris Elba. And so it's about their dynamic when he appears and tells her that she gets 3 wishes. And of course, given her proud personality, she assures him that she's satisfied and has nothing to wish for. And of course, he can only be set free by her 3 wishes. So it's a kind of a character study, battle of wits between those two characters. And there's a lot of dialogue, there's a lot of flashbacks, a lot of storytelling. It's a very richly drawn movie. Very well acted, very visually impressive. Didn't do well at the box office, didn't get a whole lot of attention, but I would definitely recommend it. It is a very much a rich expression of film. It is a beautiful film to watch. Very vibrant, very colorful, so worth checking out. Another movie that you don't hear a whole lot about, it got a lot of acclaim, but I don't think it connected with a lot of audiences, at least here in the States, Shoplifters. Great movie in Japan. Basically a makeshift foster family of criminals, of shoplifters, of grifters comes together, and it kind of explores their dynamic of how they function through kind of desperate times. It reminds me a little bit of the movie, or at least the American TV version of Shameless with William H. Macy, where it's like people who are kind of forced to do anything to make it. You'll also kind of get some parallels to the movie Parasite, just because the nature of it, like where it depicts, you know, desperate people kind of having to get by any means that they can think of. But this one is a little gentler than Parasite. It's a little less jarring in its bizarreness. Shoplifters is it's a dark movie, but it has a sweeter feel to it. It's a gentler movie. It's a more quietly moving film. Got lots of acclaim. It's a good movie. Also worth checking out. It was one of the first like great international films that I got to watch when I started reviewing movies. And then so this was 3+ years ago. So definitely would check that one out. Another one that I never heard much about that I really enjoyed was a movie called Stan and Ollie with Steve Coogan and John C. Reilly playing Laurel and Hardy. This one is especially a must for anybody who's a fan of older movies, classic like Laurel and Hardy, Three Stooges, Abbott and Costello type stuff. It definitely hits all those boxes of classic, like vintage Hollywood. I would recommend it really highly. It depicts their real life, behind the scenes relationship, how they got along, how at times they didn't get along, and kind of how it will hit home with anybody, you know, who has like close friends and has had, you know, changing dynamics with those friends. As you get older, it's like there's that need to repair any sort of, you know, fractures in that relationship you have with people. It's like, basically, it's like mend your fences before it's too late kind of a thing. So it's a good movie. Both actors are phenomenal. They both could have been nominated for Oscars for it. But check out Stan and Ollie. Definitely worth looking at. As a bonus one, I will throw in the recent movie, Confess Fletch. I was impressed by that. John Hamm playing Fletcher, who was an iconic 80s character introduced by Chevy Chase in Fletch Lives. The movie gets it right. This one does, because John Hamm does not try to do a Chevy Chase impression, and the movie doesn't try to do an impression of the 80s movies. It hits the highlights of those movies without being just a flat-out just nostalgia trip, which means people who are newcomers to the series can enjoy it, but at the same time, people who are fans of those two previous movies will enjoy this one as well. So it definitely kind of gets both fronts right. So, and if you're into kind of murder mystery slash comedy type caper movies, you'll enjoy it. John Hamm is actually perfect for the role as they wrote it in this one. So check out Confess Fletch. It's coming to Showtime, I believe, in about a week. So you'll be able, if you have Showtime, you'll be able to stream it, or you can obviously rent it at that point for about $5. So worth checking out also. But yeah, be sure and listen and watch for our upcoming podcast. We are going to do some video stuff coming up. We're going to switch over and do some YouTube and video stuff officially. So look for YouTube content on a regular basis from CinemaVino. That'll be their channel name. And be sure and give us a subscribe on there as well. So But in the meantime, my name is Todd Wofford. Thank you guys so much for listening. Check out all those movies. Again, go to our website or wherever you're getting your podcasts, and I'll give you where to go find those movies and stream them. Check them out. And be sure and come back and give us a listen on Wednesday. We're going to do the movie Insidious. So definitely should be worth a listen. But we thank you so much. Great movies, only drunker. Not with a bang, but with a whimper. And we will see you guys next time.
Be sure to listen, rate, and subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Our website is at cinemavino.net, and reviews of these films can be found at toddwoffordmovies.com.